Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, we were talking about Brad Guzan the last couple of weeks and how, you know, honestly, he didn't get a whole lot of work. How do you grade his overall play from yesterday? You know, gave up the goal, but how do you grade his overall play from yesterday?
Oh, he was fine. I mean, look, 526 minutes without giving up a goal. You're going to get nipped every now and then. And if Brad might have been a little out of position on the Barlow goal, but if you drag it back and watch where the play starts, Red Bulls had a numbers advantage, and Brad was forced to come off his line and make a decision and may have guessed incorrectly, but he didn't have a lot of help in front of him, and that's why he had to come off his line and do that. That was a team breakdown. That wasn't on one guy. That was on everyone. Jason and I wound it back a couple different times last night. We're looking, okay, what happened? Who was slow? Who didn't get back? It was everyone, and it was an exquisite counter by Red Bulls. You have to give them credit, too. They did a really good job of picking out space and making the right decisions, but that was a team breakdown by Atlanta United. It was not exclusively on the goalkeeper or any one individual.
Mike, watching that match last night, how do you not take advantage of the man down by the Red Bulls for most of the match? You're talking about they played with 10 guys for most of the match. How do you not be able to take advantage of that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a question I've seen a lot on social media. Here's the best way I can answer it, Hugh. When you're playing 11 on 10, it's not like having a 60-minute power play in ice hockey where it's 5-on-4 or 4-on-3. You know, in ice hockey, four guys or three guys can only cover so much of the ice, right? When you still have 10 guys playing in soccer, you can cover enough of the pitch defensively to make it hard to break you down. And quite frankly, I know this sounds weird, but hear me out. I think the red card may have been a little bit of a bad break for Atlanta United, because when Red Bulls were playing 11 on 11 and pressing, Atlanta United was actually doing a pretty good job handling that press. When Red Bulls got the red card, it gave Chris Armas a pretty easy decision. Look, we're playing down a man. We're going to play two lines of four. We're going to sit back. We're going to pack it in the box. We're going to make it difficult for Atlanta to play through. We'll hit them on a counter. We aren't going to press. That's very, very hard to break down. Atlanta United has had trouble all year breaking down teams that have used that tactic against them. And then on top of it, when you're playing up a man, I think sometimes there is a temptation mentally to let down a little bit. You know, you feel like, okay, we've got the advantage. We've got a man up. Scoring the goal should be easy. So from an emotional standpoint, maybe Atlanta United didn't handle that all that well last night, but it's weird. Red Bulls, in their last five matches in which they've had a red card, they haven't lost any of those five matches. Very, very strange, right? But I think that speaks to how it's not an automatic, when you get a red card, that you're just going to be able to go out and score three or four goals.